Now, what would the east side designate?
Well, in this particular area, it generally were older homes, and farther out, it was even older, lower class homes, mm-hmm. and mostly black and poor people. Mm-hmm. And the middle area, downtown, close by, not much either way. But the Heights was always where more of the rich people lived. And it was actually a highland area, and mm-hmm. it was called Pulaski Heights from name way back there as an mm-hmm. addition to the city. And either side referred to the otherness over there, you know. And it was kind of this side against that side, and then it got to be the Fifth Ward was Pulaski Heights, the Fifth Ward. I live in the Fifth Ward.
Yeah. Oh.
He lives in the Fifth Ward.
Oh.
You know, derogatory or bragging, either one.
Yeah. Well, where are the main offices of the big banks located?
Downtown.
And most of the big office buildings are?
Nearly everything was downtown until recent years, which the shopping center is just kind of spread out. And
the oldest department stores, then?
Everything downtown.
Are there any neighborhoods that can be identified with particular ethnic groups? Let's say, first of all, nationality groups that you know of. Any in Little Rock, I wouldn't think.
No, I mean, there weren't enough Chinese to have an area like that. The only grouping at all would be religious groups, maybe. A lot of Catholics would congregate around their schools, you know, and churches.
Mm-hmm.
And but no other groups would.
Mm-hmm. But it would be more like religious.
There were Catholic neighborhoods,
yeah.
But they weren't 100% by any means, and it was just strictly the economics of the thing to be close to school.
Yeah.
You know.
Did they have names of an area or a section or a neighborhood?
No, not really.
How about racial? Are there any names that you know of for any?
Yeah, we used
black,
to have.
Black
we, well, we did have one area that. That's on 9th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And 9th Street referred, if you said something was on 9th Street, it meant a particular area on 9th Street that was all black, and it was
mm-hmm.
black businesses. And,
oh, black businesses,
and,
too.
And all the exclusively black businesses were on that, and there was a black movie house over there.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody went over there but black people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there, living area was around that, but it was in the middle of other areas, so it was just a little ghetto, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a ghetto, it was a pretty nice area, really.
Well, would in that area, would black people of various economic groups live within
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah.
would be...
some very, very nice, some very, very bad. And, but they tended to all stay together, and there were definitely definite lines where race stops.
Really?
Once
well,
I lived
really?
Right on the line. I lived
really?
Once, the house next to me was a black family, and we started a white family.
And from there on,
yeah.
and it was all, well now, this situation of like in this black neighborhood where you'd have various
mm-hmm.
economic classes, you'd
mm-hmm.
have some rich people and some poor people like living right on the same
mm-hmm.
street maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Did that ever happen in any white neighborhoods? Or were white neighborhoods more grouped according to class and economic?
I'd say same thing happened, but there's so many more white people.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that there were a lot of just real good areas because the people that could afford the homes were usually, as a group, were white people.
Mm-hmm.
And as the housing development came in, everything would probably be built.